Simon & Schuster presents Dragon Force, Infinity's Secret by Katie and Kevin Tsang. Read by Chris Lucumhoy. For our daughters, Evie and Mira. Chapter 1. A Song of Warning. Beyond the stars, a creature is stirring. It can smell something that it wants, something far away, but delicious. It can almost taste the magic in the air, and it is hungry. So very, very hungry. But what it wants is a long distance away. It will be a long journey, yet the creature knows the trip will be worth it. It will follow the scent until it gets what it wants. The creature is always ravenous. No matter how much it devours, it is never satisfied. It could swallow everything in its path and still want more. And it will not stop. The creature stretches and snarls, and as it does, the stars in the sky shake, frightened of what is coming, scared of what they cannot stop. And so they begin to sing a song of warning, a song that only few can hear. In a world changed forever by the arrival of magic and dragons, there is music in the air, a quiet humming that only few can hear. A young dragon hears it and recognizes the alarm. She tilts her head and listens and hopes that the one she is seeking can hear it too. Chapter 2. Dragons in the Woods. Lance Lowe was used to seeing dragons. He usually spotted them with his younger sister Zoe when they walked home from school through the woods. They lived with their parents in a small red house, on a busy street, in an even busier city, but behind their house were the woods. Woods where they played, but also where dragons had chosen to make their home. Lance and Zoe knew, as all children did, to be respectful towards the dragons, and to let them approach you first. Most dragons that lived in human-populated areas were friendly, after all. But on the off chance that a dragon became aggressive, which was unlikely but had happened, they knew they could blow their emergency whistle to call the Dragon Force.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?